Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, filling in for Colin Cowherd. I think it's funny. Colin is a dear friend of mine, and we talk regularly. Music, do you know where he is? I'm not giving it away on air, Matt. I don't know if he said it or whatever. Do you know physically where he is?
I do know where he is, and I don't know if we're supposed to say.
No, I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I just think it's... Yeah, I think there's a lot of irony there, right? That guys all tend to see... They tend to do the same stuff at the same time, right? I don't know if... You and I could discuss this off air, but It's always fascinating. But Colin will be back. Obviously, he's not sick. There's nothing wrong with him. Planned day off. Hope he's enjoying that planned day off. I'm sure he'll tell you about it in his own way. Which, you know, I'll never forget when Colin did he tell the story of when he passed out? And I was like, wow, you told that one on? Did you? Because I got the call that day and I filled in for him when he got lightheaded. He's like, yeah, I got to tell this on air. I was like, you don't have to tell everything on air, Colin. It's okay. Okay. So there are decisions that you make. And I have a friend in my life who's trying to make a decision about his professional future. And it falls in line with this discussion. Okay. Now, I'll give you kind of all the info I can give you on changing jobs and making decisions I have. You will have people tell you, and the easiest, lamest, least decisive way of making a decision is, you know what you should do? You should put out a list of pros and cons. Write a list, pros, cons. Put them against each other, and then decide. Well, Every list is going to have cons and everything is going to have pros. Some pros are more valuable than others, right? That doesn't. But when I left ESPN for CBS, I did the pros and cons list. When I left CBS for Fox, I did the pros and cons list. And there was just, there's pros. If you have two potential futures, like there's the fact that you have a job is a massive pro. And moving sucks. Changing things like, oh, I got to learn all the new security passcode. I got to go through, oh, more HR training. I got to learn new people's names. You know, once you get to a place, you place 3, 4, 5 years, you're like, man, I know everybody here. The pros and cons thing, like anybody who suggests that to you, like, you got to do better. That is the lamest advice. You know what you should do? You should do a pros and cons list. That doesn't help you. Why? Well, there'll be pros and there'll be cons. And there's probably more pros than there are cons, unless you don't want a job. Like, okay, well, what you should do is, what does your life look like in 5 years? Well, first of all, who the hell knows? You think 5 years ago we thought we'd be in a pandemic where dudes didn't have to leave their house and you could work from home and people were fighting over toilet paper for 6 months? Like, no. Meanwhile, like, what about the time between now and 5 years? In 5 years, it might be great. But in 5 years, my kids are 10 years old. Or in 5 years, my kids are out of college. Like, everything is contextualized. There is the smart choice and there is the right choice. Right? For example, my dear friend is in one profession. He's been in that profession for 25 years. And he recently got a raise in that profession. Now, he was making like 2X. Okay, let's just say 2X of what he's making now. Okay. And he lost his job because of the pandemic. In an effort to maintain kind of a foothold in that profession, he took a job which was frankly below his capabilities, and it was like 0.5x of what he makes now. Okay. And in truth, had he been like a lot of Utes, right? And said, like, I'm out of work, pandemic, he'd probably make more money collecting government checks than he did this last year working. And he's away from his family. So his decision is, do I continue with my current job, which is back paying me X? Again, not 2X of what he was making, but X. And X is a very solid living wage. For somebody who's been 25 years in the business, it's half of what he probably should be making at this point in time in his life. Or does he go out of that business and make 0.75x, 0.8x? But he lives closer to home, right? And even though the grind is like a 7-to-5 job, this is a Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio. Even though it's a 7-to-5 job, at 5 o'clock, he'd essentially be around his kids. Whereas if he's working at the job that pays him more money and is in the profession he's done, he's away from his kids, with the exception when they get to come visit him. It's a really hard one, right? Like, the smart choice is, like, yo, bro, you got to make as much money as you can. You got to support your family, yourself. You got to, right? Like, there is a certain dollars and cents to it. Like, it's not a passion project here. I got to make some money. But the right choice might be to be closer to home, just because the formative years, and though he's making less money and won't live nearly as well, and the family lives in an expensive area to live in, around for those formative years. And it's the right choice to be around for those formative years as his kids are still in elementary, junior, and high school, right? It's hard. Life choices are hard. Sports choices are interesting as well. Okay, so the Eagles have moved on from Doug Peterson. The Eagles have moved on from Carson Wentz. Jalen Hurts is their starting quarterback. Now, a full disclosure, I do not believe Jalen Hurts is the long-term answer. I don't think the Eagles truly believe he's the long-term answer. I could be wrong. But Jalen Hurts is a kind of a sympathetic figure, really, right? Even though he started as a freshman and was very good at Alabama, he got benched in the national championship game and outshone by Tua. Then he was Tua's backup for a year. Then he went to Oklahoma and had a tremendous season. Tremendous season. But the issues at Alabama and the issues at Oklahoma were the same. They're the same issues you saw with the Eagles. It's initially, you love him. And then you watch him, you're like, you know, he's not really that good a thrower. He's more of a runner. Go and look at Oklahoma, what they did about midseason. They're like, yeah, we're just, if you don't like it, let's just run it. Early returns with the Eagles, obviously they had that big Saints win. Then what happened? They're bad. I know he got benched and it was a bad look and what they were doing throwing, was it Nate Sudfeld they threw in there? Right? And it felt like they were tanking and whatever. Like that obviously led to one of the things that led to Doug Peterson being fired. But let's not act like Jalen Hurts was back there and he was like 15 of 17 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. He was bad. They were bad, but they were just able to hang on into an ugly football game. But this is Doug Peterson on Sirius XM talking about the decision the Eagles made to draft Jalen Hurts.
You know, you go into drafts and you go into each year looking for quarterbacks. And, you know, we continue to look for quarterbacks. And that's always something that will never change. You know, I mean, that we won a Super Bowl with our backup quarterback. And we've had to play with our backup a couple of times in Philadelphia. And so, you know, we did that a year ago and brought in Jalen Hurts. And not to undermine Carson Wentz, not to, you know, do anything to take away his job or anything, because Carson was definitely our starter. He was the franchise and all that moving forward. But someone that could come in and be the backup and learn how to play the NFL game, you know, bring his talent to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it sounds really good, right? But what did it do? What did it do? You know, everything stands on its own. Every decision, okay, stands on its own. Just an AAU father used to have. My late father was a high school and college coach, then AAU coach. And he had a great way of looking at games. He's like, son, every game is a story unto itself, right? It's like the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic was dominating the series, dominating game 3. The Mavericks were up 19 in the first quarter. And Rick Carlisle, who's now the coach of the Indiana Pacers, subbed Luka out. And with 4 minutes and change to go, like they always do in Dallas. And by the end of the first quarter, it was a 3-point game. 19 to 3-point game. There was other substitute, doesn't matter, right? You take the best player out, you sit him, it goes from 19 to 3. You made the wrong decision. I don't care what you normally do. You have to know that, dude, go for the jugular. You're up 19. If you're up 25 or 30, that game is over. The Clippers are trading dudes, firing dudes. Everything is in the question. Instead, you opened up the door for a comeback. Why? Every game is a story unto itself. And every player, every situation is different. A normal circumstance, like, look, with Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers thing made total sense. Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago didn't have a great year, didn't seem to have a great attitude towards the change in the both the front office and with the coaching staff. And you're like, you know, look, let's draft a guy who, you know, some people thought was a top 10, top 15 talent, but he was very raw. He's a developmental prospect. We'll have him for a couple years. And as Aaron Rodgers ages out, then we'll have his replacement. And if Aaron Rodgers is so good, then we can move the room. We'll figure it out. Okay. Green Bay's problem was that Aaron Rodgers had an incredible year. He didn't have a great relationship with the GM, and he felt like he should have been communicated with better. Like, okay, all these guys, just so you know, every one of these great quarterbacks you've ever heard of, they don't like when there's another quarterback drafted. The difference is that Carson Wentz knows that you've won games with your backup, knows you've won a Super Bowl, that he didn't win the Super Bowl. These things are all known. And he was obviously insecure about it. He had not yet regained his form. And oh yeah, by the way, in addition to not selecting some, you draft a quarterback in the second round, that could have been somebody who could help their dilapidated offensive line. They drafted the wrong wide receiver in the first round and then a position that had to bench somebody in the second round. It didn't make any sense. It may have been the smart choice. Hey, we're always going to use a backup quarterback. He's different than Carson. He can run around. He's got great energy. People like him. He's a leader. Like all those things. I'm not arguing about Jalen Hurts, right? In terms of like leadership, known likability, played in a bunch of big games. different skill set than Carson. Like, that stuff is great. It might have been the smart choice on paper, but it is the wrong choice for your franchise. And this is like the end of the, this is like in a presidential debate. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, right? That's why most of these guys get reelected. You're like, look, you're better off now than you were 4 years ago. And if you're not, then out the door, right? Are the Eagles better off? Like Doug Peterson, all he has to say is like, are we better off? Yeah, no. I lost my job. Carson got traded. Jalen Hurts is their quarterback. Pretty much everybody regards this as a we had to remake things, you know, start over a year. The smart decision, hey, we need a backup quarterback. We might use him. We need another guy. We need a leader. We need an athlete. He does things that Carson can't do. It's not necessarily the right decision. It's the same in business. Well, I'm going to make 30 grand more. Yeah, are you going to see your kids? What's your job look like in 5 years? What's the next 5 years look like in trying to climb to those 5 years? The smart decision isn't always the right decision. What should we expect from Giannis in Game 2 in the NBA Finals? You will find out next in The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. I'm going to dedicate the next 15 seconds to Jersey Mike's new grilled portobello mushroom and sub and Swiss sub. It's delicious. You got to try it because fresh ingredients make a sub above. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. David Thorpe has, he's, you know, like we talk about football guys, basketball guys are basketball guys. It's a, it's a, it's a pretty big family, but a tight-knit family. He's an analyst for True Hoop. Go to truehoop.com. You could subscribe. They have newsletters. They have great analysis from David to Henry Abbott. I mean, you name it. It's really, really insightful stuff. Let's start with game one. Let's start with the Milwaukee Bucks and their coverage. Everybody talks about their coverage, right? Where they're switching or it's drop coverage. David, by your estimation, is this the way that Milwaukee starts out every series?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they know who they are. This is the first year, Doug, where they experimented more defensively than in years past, and it's the reason why they weren't number one in defense like they had been in years past. But I think it served them well in the playoffs. They have more in their bag, so to speak, to throw at Phoenix, which they need to do. They just got to execute better. I thought that they were a little too – well, there's a few things they did wrong, but the biggest thing wasn't necessarily in what they wanted to do strategically. It's how they executed, and really more than anything, they fouled too much. They were way too puppy-doggy, just trying to jump on everybody, a little too eager to contest perfectly, you know, whether it's fouling Devin Booker on drives where he didn't really have much of an angle to fouling Chris Paul shooting a three. They didn't have to go over the top the way they did, and I think because of Phoenix got – you know, all those free throws, and they're the best free throw shooting team of all time in the postseason as the numbers stand now. So it's never a good idea to foul those guys. But they're going to mix their coverages up, and I think we'll continue to see them mix things up to try to throw Phoenix off, because right now Phoenix is just humming.
They really, really are humming. Okay, so if you were in the coach's locker room and they're like, David, what do we do? What do we do? How do we change this thing from what was a complete domination by Chris Paul in game one?
Yeah, you got to make Chris Paul way more uncomfortable. And that is easier said than done, but it's certainly possible. You know, Chris isn't Giannis and LeBron. He's not going to blow by you and dunk on you. So you've got to get in his face. You got to stop retreating when he looks to attack. And Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez in particular, they're so afraid, like a lot of big men tend to get blown by, that they back off. And that's exactly what Chris Paul wants. He does not want to go to the basket and score all game. It's not really in his bag. You've got to stay connected to him, forcing drive into traffic. If he can make tough shots at the rim against their size, especially if they make him take a little tougher angles, well, they're definitely going to lose the series. But we don't know if he'll be able to do that. It's not really what he tends to do. So they've got to make him more uncomfortable. I do think we'll see different guys guard him and pressure him. I think they'll attack him more on the other end as well, which they can do. You know, he's trying to hide on P.J. Tucker. They don't have to allow that. They can get him to do more and try to wear him down. But Chris, it looked like a scrimmage for Chris, and it's going to be hard to beat Phoenix if he's playing at that high level, which he is, Doug. He's weaponized. He's shooting more than he typically does. It's now two games in a row where he's taken, 24 and 19 shots. Against the Clippers, he took more shots than he had taken in over 3 years. Regular season and postseason. He is weaponized like we don't normally see him. They've got to try to throw him off kilter.
I agree. I felt like Giannis looked pretty good, which I like the idea that he looks good in one. Now, like, okay, now we can use him the way we want to use him. And really, game two feels like the game for them. Tell me if this all makes sense. You realize Chris Paul's only played like 5 games in a month? Right, so he's fresh as a daisy and fresh and rested. Right, their team is fresher than Milwaukee, who of course 7-game incredible series and comeback against a depleted Nets team, and then it was only 6 games, but 2 without Giannis, and a lot of emotional energy was expended there. Right, so they need kind of a game to kind of get their wits. Now you know that you got Giannis, you can kind of adjust to how Phoenix is going to play. Like, this feels like a game where because you know Giannis is at least physically close to being right, now you can go all in. Is that a safe way to look at how he looked at game one, during game one?
I mean, it's a guess. I'm not a doctor. It's certainly, Doug, a fair analysis of what happened. I thought Giannis vertically was fine, was good, was able to run the court, rim the rim fine, if not very good. That chase down block was indicative of that. I did not think he was very agile laterally on either end. He didn't really dictate him. He's the best defensive player that is named Rudy Gobert in the world, and we did not really see him dominate defensively in the half court. And then I thought, probably even more importantly, offensively, The way the referees, and this is why Budenholzer and the team, the Bucks a little bit upset, the way they allowed the Suns to body block him one-on-one meant that not very often did he draw a double team, and that meant it was hard to get that first domino to drop and then move the ball and get you wide open shot or drive. And I think in part it was because they let him play physically against him, but also in part is he just wasn't as nimble. He didn't have the quick spin move. He didn't trust it anyway. And so he wasn't able to blow by guys like Bridges and Ayton. Well, he went by Ayton pretty well one time, but I don't think he was all the way there. I don't know if he'll be much better today. He didn't have to travel. I mean, I felt like this team woke up and all of a sudden they were down 0-1. You know, they win Atlanta in Atlanta. They go to Milwaukee. They change. They get their stuff. They go to Phoenix and all of a sudden they wake up and they're down 0-1. I do think they were a little fatigued. I don't know if they'll get worse or not. I think it's possible Giannis feels better. They've got to run better stuff offensively, and that starts with him creating just better angles to force the second guy to come so they can, you know, kind of play downhill. He and Drew Holiday both. Chris Middleton was great, but they need Giannis and Drew especially to be much, much better because Phoenix is a very, very good defense and in fact better than anything that these guys have seen in the entire postseason. So they need a lot more out of those two guys.
It's Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd. David Thorpe is our guest. TrueHoop.com is the best way to get all of his incredible information. Okay, let's look around the NBA here. We're 11 years. This is the 11th anniversary of the I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. We've seen what is lost in some of the conversations. Like, look, we've seen guys pick their fate. We've seen, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal famously left New Orleans, Orlando for the LA Lakers. Of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar forced a trade. We've seen other guys either sign as free agents and move. But that one was seen as groundbreaking. How much has the league changed since those 11 years because of that moment?
I think it's a great question. I don't think it's just that moment. I remember exactly where I was when all that news broke. That's a part of the story. You know, society has evolved more. Players recognize more and more their value to the sport, and I think it's a good thing. I tell you, one of the impacts it's had that probably goes mostly unnoticed unless you're really inside what's going on is the recognition by these players how finite their careers are. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You don't know how long it's going to last, and you need to take advantage of it as best as both a player. As a businessman, and you know the best business people are very accountable for what goes on, and so these guys are really accountable. And a quick story to that, very quickly, that you'll appreciate is when Coach Krzyzewski first took over the Dream Team, he was used to coaching all of his amazing McDonald's All-Americans at Duke, and when he was going through the daily plan, he was reminded by the other pro coaches like Nate McMillan, who was on the bench, and like PJ too. You don't have to do that with these guys. You don't have to micromanage their time. They're the most dedicated athletes in the world. They'll never take a break. They'll always get the extra work, and they don't need you to script it. And I think that's an unseen thing that's going on that I deal with my pro athletes all the time, is give them a basic guideline of what we need done. They will take care of their business because they have no choice unless they don't want to be good anymore and get paid a bunch of money. And I think that's all part of that player empowerment that people don't necessarily recognize.
I think there's some, I agree. And I do, like, you know, Kevin Durant, the story I've told people is one Scotty Brooks told me. I don't know if you know this one. So David Thorpe's our guest, Doug Gottlieb in for Collins. The true Kevin Durant story that Scotty Brooks told me one time. He said it was their, I think it was after their first playoff run when they lived in, and he said, Kevin, and they had exit meetings the next day. And he called Kevin and he said, Kevin, you need to take a month off. Can you not touch a basketball for a month? He's like, I got you, coach. He's like, no, I'm serious. Do you want to go to an island? Like, here's my travel agent. Call him. Go anywhere you want. Don't bring a basketball. Like, you need a break. Because Kevin Durant is famous for, like, again, back then it's Russell Westbrook and James Harden and those guys. And they would practice. And then KD, they'd stay for like an hour and a half afterwards and get work in, right? And yep. So he's like, I got you. So he's like, no, I'm already got a vacation plan. I'm going to get out of town here in like a week. I got to go back home to Baltimore and pick up some stuff and see some people. And then I'm out of here. He's like, all right, call me tomorrow. So this dude, so the next day, like, Scotty's like texting him, calling him, no answer. It's like 3 hours, like 3 hours in the morning. He's like calling him, texting me. So KD calls him. He's like, Kevin, where are you? He's like, well, I'm back home. So where you been? It's like, well, you know, I went down to, I'm not personally engaged with the Lakers on a daily basis. Okay. And I can tell you unequivocally that I do know, not just for the gram, whatever, that LeBron's work ethic is unquestioned.
Yep.
Anthony Davis's, not in terms of basketball, but his body, people are saying, like, look, the reason his body's breaking down is he's not putting the time and the effort into his body that a LeBron title, you know, he's already under the big contract. He's already won a title. You know, he's already under the big contract. He's already won a title. He just wants to go out and hoop, and he's clearly not working, and his body keeps breaking down. How do you manage that?
Well, it's really hard. I mean, the best you can do is, as a leader, him, breathing spirit in the hearts and minds of others. You have to continue to breathe spirit into him. The doctors that I've talked to, including some that are family members of mine, a lot of these players' bodies are pretty wrecked before they ever get to the league. So in a lot of cases, you're just trying to catch up. From Curry's a great example of someone who used to be injury prone, and Steph Curry's a great example of someone who used to be injury prone and then went through that long stretch, obviously, where they were the dominant team in the world, where he wasn't, and they really redoubled their efforts to train him. There's a lot of science to it. The Lakers need to lead by example, get him excited to, if indeed he's not doing the things he has to do. Otherwise, they won't win. I mean, obviously, they have to have Davis to be an elite player to pair with LeBron. And I'm sure LeBron will have his say too, Doug. I mean, he's not going to be quiet. That we can guarantee that he's having some words with AD on that exact subject.
Okay, so how do we look at this title run? Like, the Suns, I mean, AD gets hurt. You know, the Lakers a little bit of a mess. No Jamal Murray for the Nuggets. No Kawhi Leonard. How do we really the best team in the NBA? Is that fair? Like, really the best team in the NBA? Is that fair?
Oh, for sure it is. I mean, first of all, they finished it as the second seed, and the Jazz can complain. They needed Mike Conley desperately to beat the Clippers, and they only had him for one game after being out for a long time, and that really hurt them. Injuries are always the case. We always see it. Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't play against Curry in that first run. No one's saying the Warriors weren't deserving of it, of the dynasty name that they had, the three titles that they got. It's always been the case. I'm a huge Laker fan. I remember Byron Scott getting hurt and a hamstring, and Magic going down and Worthy getting hurt against the Pistons 1 year. It's a never-ending thing. I watched the Lightning win a championship last night, Doug, here. You know, I live in the Tampa Bay area. And just hearing all those players talk and what they've gone through, everyone has gone through something. It's been a crazy year. To be a champion in this environment, it's just of this tournament, it may matter. Chris Paul, he's out for the rest of this tournament, it may matter. Chris Paul, he's out for the rest of this tournament later on. Matter. Chris Paul was out with an injury and COVID later on. They've had their share of bad luck, and they deserve to be where they are. But their work is still, they still have work to do, in my opinion, anyway.
Okay, what do you do with Ben Simmons?
I would trade him. I'm a big believer in player development. Obviously, I built a career on it. And I know that he can get much, much better as a shooter. There's a lot of work that has to be done between his ears as well as just the mechanics of it. But it's such an uphill grind with all the try to finish, in my opinion, probably because he's afraid to get fouled. Finish on Trae Young, or at least try to finish, in my opinion, probably because he's afraid to get fouled. I feel like he sealed his fate with the Philly fans and with the trust from his team. Trust from your team is such a big deal. And from your franchise, I almost feel like every step he takes backwards is going to be two steps back because of all the emotion involved. So I think they're better off. He'll find Daryl Morey, the president. He's really smart. One is to keep him. Well, then you know just the deal is the best one. And if the best one is to keep him, well, then you know just the deals that he was getting just weren't worth. Desperate for a playmaker and a it's better off that he goes somewhere else that's desperate for a playmaker and a defender. And hopefully they'll let someone in the sided circle, because whoever's doing it now is not working. Teach them not just how to shoot, but when to shoot and how to deal with failure. And I've written stories about this with Yana Banban over the years. You've got to be willing to miss shots. if you ever expect to make them, and he's just not willing to miss them from three and from the free throw line, and it's really a problem for him, and it's stunting his growth. He's been about the same player for a few years now, and I think...
Does that make sense? Okay, so is Portland that team? Does that make sense?
I mean, it depends. If you're Portland, if you think that you can just trade Dame and Simmons and be competitive for something really offensively, they were fantastic this year, and Ben makes sense. Defensively, they were terrible. Offensively, they were fantastic this year, and Ben is probably right there behind Giannis as the third best overall defender in the world and the second best that isn't a center. I don't know that I agree with that. I don't know that they can really be that good. Of course, the coaching change may make a difference, but Dame Lillard can get you, not to mention Dame, Nurkic and CJ too can get you a slew of young players, and you jump in with the OKC and the Pelicans, you know, teams that have lots of picks. It's something they should probably consider. And I'm a big believer in weighing all your options, seeing what else is out there. What can we do if we trade those guys? If we trade Dame into more space where we get an expiring guy and lots of picks and young players, or do we go ahead and try to give it one more run with their new piece? The West is so loaded. They need more than just Ben, in my opinion, to compete. The West is so loaded.
David, last thing.
See what your best offers are.
David, last thing. The Warriors, a team who dominated basketball. Now, the league was kind of catching up to them, right? That's why they went and got Durant, and so they kept the Wolves kind of at bay. Now the league plays much the way that they play, although they don't have Steph Curry. We don't know what Klay's going to look like next year, but I think Kevin Durant helped at least ease some fears that you can come back from an Achilles tendon. The difference is he had a knee and an Achilles.
Right.
How far away are they from competing for the whole thing, in your opinion?
I mean, they've got to get a little bit lucky. They've got to get Wyson at least serviceable. I'm a huge fan of his, but he wasn't serviceable this year. No surprise. He played three games. It was a COVID year. You really couldn't train and practice the way you normally would. I think Ayton should give Team Wiseman and the Warriors a lot of excitement that it can happen. Of course, it's year three for Ayton, and they're different players, but there are a lot of similarities too. What Ayton's done as a defensive player, as a communicator, Wiseman should be able to duplicate if he's being developed well, and I don't know if he is or not. We'll find out this year. Wiggins, I thought, was a plus for them this year. They've got to add some more talent. Curry is just, he's beyond incredible. He's still everything we thought he was 5-6 years ago. Just a remarkable player. They'll know a lot more when they see Klay, right? But it takes a long time, even after you come back, to really recover. So I would think that we're not going to know enough about the Warriors till March. It makes sense to me to at least try it, Doug, and see how improved Wiseman is. If they keep Wiggins, is he still getting better? He became a good two-way player for them this year. Not great, but good. They've got to develop some of their young guys who have some talent. And if it turns out Klay looks like he's making the move in the right direction, I just wish they'd get Draymond to make threes. He has a bunch of excuses as to why he won't shoot them. I don't like his excuses. I understand his point about why would I ever shoot when Steph's on my team. I think that's
you got to keep the defense honest. There's just nothing. You got to keep the defense honest.
You're making it too hard. But I think you got to give them a few more months to see if they can develop into something again with Klay. And if not, then you probably look to make some moves.
Great stuff, David. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out his stuff at truehoop.com or follow him on Twitter as well. David Thorpe, boys and girls, appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Doug. Be safe.
Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
What do you got, Ryan?
Tons of great NBA talk there between you and David, so we'll do a little NFL here, Doug. The Tom Brady comments heard around the world going back a few weeks ago on The Shop, LeBron James's show on HBO, where he talked about the team that, you know, might have passed on him in free agency that he showed some interest in, and he said, you're going to stick with that blankety blank.
Yeah, who was he talking about?
Who was he talking about? There have been plenty of rumors, all sorts of options. Well, we may know one that he was not talking about, at least according to this person, Derek Carr. Derek Carr said, quote, from what I know, it wasn't me, which is good. I know you got the rings, but if that's not me, then we're good. What I heard is it wasn't me, so I'm good with that. How did he know? Car credit. Didn't want to name anyone, but he said, I got it from a good source.
I've always thought this entire time it was he was talking about Jimmy G.
Garoppolo, yes. I know an NFL front office guy on one of the other teams that have been discussed is like, one, it wasn't about our guy, and two, it was about the Niners. So I'm led to believe it is as well, but, you know, I mean, like, look, do you think somebody's really going to tell Derek Carr he was talking about you?
Yeah, it just, the Jimmy G one just makes too much sense, knowing their history, and a lot of people will say, like, oh, but, you know, and even Colin has said, oh, but, you know, Jimmy G was coming off an appearance in a Super Bowl. Yeah, but the whole story was about how, like, they were taking the ball out of his hands, because remember how they ran all over the Packers, and he, you know, there was some broken trust there, and he had the overthrown pass, and it really seemed like him and Shanahan, there was a bit of a fracture in the relationship there. Like, that was already sort of in place. So I think it's just very obvious that it was Jimmy G. And we're going to finish it there, Doug, but a little look ahead to next hour's Herdline News. Could be a little bit of drama in Lakerland this offseason, so I'll have a little update for you on that.
Ooh, that's Rhyme Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. There's a... My friends, you know, David Thorpe's a friend. Who else did we have earlier? Who we have earlier who is... We had Eddie House, right? I mean, Eddie House is a friend. Like, you have a conversation, and it's kind of what we what I try and do on my show. The Doug Gottlieb Show is daily, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific. I also have the All Ball podcast, which is hoops, but stories about basketball, guys' upbringings, all kinds of different stories on there. And what I try and do, a little different than other people, is share. You're listening to a conversation, like me and David Thorpe, that it's two guys that understand the sport, know a lot of other things going on, and you're listening in on that. That's kind of the idea of that sort of interview. It's like you're listening to a conversation. Legally, right? Not like illegally in a two-party state sharing where one person says something about another person, which is racially divisive and causes an entire network to look completely terrible. No, no, no. This is listening to a sports-based conversation. So what I try and do is like, hey, the inside of sports looks different than the way it's portrayed. And there's a reason, there's a logical reason behind it. People always ask, well, why don't you guys talk about, there's a way in which the metrics are developed. It's like, why do we talk about like LeBron and Brady and the Yankees and the USC and Alabama and like, because more people have an opinion and care about those things than stories that may actually matter more. They may actually matter more inside the sport. Right? Like, I am fascinated by how name, image, and likeness changes and evolves college basketball. Some I've covered, some I've played. So I have friends that coach in it. I'm fascinated by it. I don't think it's great sports radio for me to kind of share that with you. Additionally, some of the things that really go on, like really go on, you don't, I think the way in which most people see the world is you thought name, image, and likeness, you're like, oh, that means all the big top, all these football players are getting paid. Like, yeah, that's not actually what's going to happen. Yeah, the quarterbacks will get, they'll get some name, image, and likeness stuff, and there'll be some other stuff that trickles down. But the people that actually have a value in name, image, and likeness are people that are on the gram. They might not even be good athletes. They're just attractive. Right? That's it. Or they've had a social media following since they were like 8 years old and they started doing dribbling stuff and now they've, you know, matriculated up. So I bring that up because what you think about certain quarterbacks in the NFL. Like we mentioned the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Who are the names that we're going to mention? Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, there's Tom Brady, right? And then there's a bunch of other ones. Like, you know, there's Deshaun Watson. There's who a lot of people love. Some people are like, eh, I know, I've talked to some of them. There's the, look, here's maybe a better example. To this day, I will get messages on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, like, you don't know anything because you said that, that George Kittle is not a blocker. It's like, well, he's not. But again, part of that is I've apparently done a poor job of sharing. I was on Colin's show. We were talking about Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski is the only star pass-catching tight end that you could leave head up with a top defensive end and not fear for your quarterback's life. George Kittle does a good job of blocking within their scheme. He's not a blocker. He's a pass catcher who has totally bought into being a blocker. The best blocking tight ends in the NFL, you have never heard of them. Do you know why? Because they don't catch passes. Those are blockers. Okay. So this was Kyle Shanahan on the Flying Coach podcast expressing his disappointment in missing out on trading for Matt Stafford.
I was trying to get involved in it. Someone who had knowledge on this situation. I remember us talking to Condon, to everyone, to find out when it was happening. And I remember Saturday, I was so stressed out. And finally, we talked to someone. It was like 7 at night. And they're like, no, nothing's happening at the earliest till tomorrow. So you can finish your night. So I'm like, all right, I'm done. put my phone down, talk to Mandy. I'm like, all right, let's go out to dinner. Let's have some drinks. A half an hour later, my buddy calls me. He's like, I'm just telling you, if you want Stafford, you need to get a hold of him right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, we just talk to people. Like, I can sleep on this. We'll talk to him tomorrow. I'm just telling you, you need to talk to him right now. And it totally, I knew it. And then like 10 minutes later, it was all over.
Look, Matt, when you have Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, two of the elite young offensive minds who have both been to a Super Bowl with average quarterbacks, saying, I would prefer that guy to the guy that I have under contract. I don't care what your rankings say because of us TV talking idiots. That's what matters. CP3 is great for how much longer? Find out next in The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.